I got an email from Fatty Daddy who, and he decided to let me know that he was at the hotel and he was wearing nothing but his boots. and he signed it Dad.
That's adorable and horrifying all at the same time. I love him.
I love him too.
I don't know whether to throw up or to smile.
I'm gonna laugh while I throw up.
Nice.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 81 of the BFO for Friday, woohoo, May the 23rd, 2008, and it is the kickoff of Memorial Day observed weekend, and there's also some sort of spring bank holiday in the UK. Oh Lord, hi everyone, it is the Fat One, and today we kick off the big holiday weekend. It is Memorial Day is traditionally the kickoff for a nap. No, it is the kickoff for summer, even though summer doesn't start to the middle of fucking June, but it's considered the big holiday weekend of the spring. And so, anyway, do you have any big plans for the big observed holiday weekend? It kind of falls odd this year because Memorial Day observed is always the last Monday of May, and you know, this year there's a whole week that comes after that. You know, the 1st of June's not till a Sunday, so you know, it feels, you know, a little weird. It feels early, and I think that has some different folks kind of discombobulated, and to include Big Fatty. So Big Fatty will be off from the coal mine on Monday, and but I should have a casting for you on Monday. It generally, whenever there's a Monday holiday at the coal mine for an observed holiday, Big Fatty will probably go out to the Patrick's Pub on Sunday. So, what can I say? Maybe I'll go out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and, you know, just be in a drunken stupor all weekend. And then again, maybe not. Who knows? Y'all, Thursday, yesterday, was the Employee Appreciation Day. Excuse me, I'm a little gassy today. Not that that's any different than any other day. I don't know why I'm so nappy, but anyway, it was the Employee Appreciation Day at the coal mine, and basically that means that everybody piles into Big Fatty's Ford Explosion, and we go out to the coal mine beach house out on the Isle of Palms here in town, and they have a hamburger and barbecue lunch, and non-alcoholic beverages and fruit and cookies and things like that, and then they have some giveaways and things like that. So, and you get an afternoon off at the beach, and it was okay. We'll just say it was okay. But anyway, it's always nice when you don't have too much on the plate right before a big holiday weekend. Now, Big Fatty and Larry Clyde, we are beginning to really get into Gay Days mode, and we are so looking forward to coming down and seeing those of you who may be in the Orlando area when we're down there. And that's coming up on the 4th of June, and Yeah. That should be lots of fun. We were thinking today of all the different things that we had to do. And, you know, Big Fatty will probably – Big Fatty always has to have a packing list. And I will probably post the packing list over at the Gay Days log – or blog. And y'all can see what Big Fatty will be packing. Oh. That came out. Did that come out the wrong way? Y'all want to? Who wants to see what Big Fatty's packing? Y'all, speaking of what Big Fatty's packing, I want to thank, and I forgot to do this on yesterday's show, but I wanted to thank. Was it Sky? Yes. Sky sent me a picture of what he's packing, and you know, Big Fatty always enjoys a picture of the penises. So, Sky, thank you so much. And, yes, I did enjoy the pic. And those of you who have penises, you're welcome to send me pictures of them. Or those of you who sleep with people who have penises, you can send me a picture of the penis that you sleep with. I'm always happy to give it the once over, so to speak. Was there anything else in the inbox that Big Fatty wanted to talk about? Let's just look here real quick. I have no idea what the fuck that was all about. Okay, there's nothing else over there. So, what I want to do is, I told you yesterday I had a couple of voice letters that I still had not played, so let's go ahead and play those today.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Hi, Big Fatty. This is Wes from Live It Up, and I just wanted to call and say hi. Haven't left your message in a while. And you mentioned on a few episodes back about things that your mother made, and I just wanted to share one of mine. My mother learned how to make onion pie from her Aunt Lucy. And I have to tell you that if you ever want to see a kid's face go from happy to sad because he thinks he's about to get pie for dinner, you should have been sitting around at my dinner table, because the pie is just like a pie. It has a crust on it, and it looks like, you know, a delicious apple pie. And then once you cut into it, out come the onions. So I thought I'd share that with you. Take care. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Wes. And y'all, that is Wes from the Live It Up podcast. And he's out there in the San Diegos with my youngest daughter, Nessa, who is on the Why Are We So Mean podcast. And y'all, onion pie sounds good to me. I mean, as a child, I can understand why onion pie wouldn't sound too appealing, but onion pie to me sounds delicious. Wes, do you think you can get your mom's Aunt Lucy's recipe and send that to Big Fatty? I would love to have the recipe for some onion pie. So please send that to me. All right, y'all. Now I have a message from Jeremiah in Mississippi.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. I hope you're having a wonderful, horrifying weekend over at the hotel. And it was so good to hear that Mr. Vader's out of rehab. What is the appropriate gift for that? Get back to me, old man. I was just going to call to tell you, when greeting Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, it is left behind right. You do not bend your knees. There's no doing a ballet tambourine. You extend your left leg back as far as possible while bending the right knee. And if you're going to wear your leather kilt to greet her, that would be lovely. But you are to place your hands by your sides. And when you begin to bow your knee, you hold the edges of your kilt and tilt your head down. Also, you never make eye contact with Her Majesty when you wear things. It could be quite horrible should you do it. She'll see those little corgis on you. Have you seen them first? They look like guinea pigs. long tails. It's awesome. Anyway, I'm on my way to Abrius. We have another Jew to add to the tribe. Abrius, for you Gentiles, is when we chop the foreskin off and the family and friends gather and watch it. Aren't we lovely, progressive people? Anyway, remember to vote Hillary Clinton. All right, children. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Jeremiah. I appreciate that. And, y'all, Jeremiah always makes me giggle and laugh. And, you know, I had not thought of wearing the leather kilt to greet Queen Liz and the royal vaginous. But I may just do that. Jeremiah. It sounds to me like you have officially greeted quite a few queens in your time. And also, I am so glad that down in Mississippi, after the bris, that you do not take the foreskin and deep fat fry it like a cracklin' or, you know, pork rinds or something like that. I was afraid you were going to come up with that. Now, y'all, if you've heard this show before, you know that Jeremiah calls from time to time. And some of you may think, oh, that's just an act he puts on and something like that. Well, y'all, I have proof positive for you today that this is not an act that Jeremiah puts on. Because what happened after Jeremiah made that phone call, he evidently hit redial instead of cutting the call off. And y'all, he called back, and it's kind of hard to hear, but I think it's worth taking the time to listen to the what we'll call the pocket call from Jeremiah.
I support his ass as big as kick, and he is gonna come all up in hell in a prayer. What is wrong with these people? Well, don't get sick. I want just out of the way, man. It's embarrassing. That's all it's bad. But praise. Look out. See the pimple. Oh, it does. I heard that's what she got. Graduation. Oh, sugar. What's the glass? Graduation. Here's your stuff. Boots. Well, they do nothing about a boot just to get her a hug. But maybe. This is about that ski smoke of a nose. She's a swamp donkey. There ain't nothing to do for a swamp donkey. Now, who would please? Does he have a cheeky wife? Really? Well, I remember took him for a cheeky wife first. Wonder how old she is. Don't you can't tell. Well, they all 5 feet tall. Boy, you don't want it. I bet you he found her over there at that massage bar. That one over there by the interstate got the big sign. Says stuff about the spot. Y'all, we do you?
Oh, Lord. Y'all, I couldn't make out much of what Jeremiah said, but I think it's obvious that he is not putting on an act when he calls the different podcasts. That is Jeremiah, the genuine Jeremiah, when he calls, and I absolutely love it. The only thing I heard was interstate and 5 feet tall and something else in there. But anyway, and there, I might add also that Jeremiah didn't talk that quickly during all that. I probably took out a minute's worth of pauses in there as if he was having another phone call on another phone and this call was still being recorded or something like that. So anyway, Jeremiah wasn't talking to himself or talking to somebody else quite that fast and not making that much sense, but I did take the pauses out just to kind of speed that up because, you know, sometimes we just have to speed things up. And, you know, when we speed things up, that means that we get in some memory lane music. Well, y'all, today is one of Big Fatty's favorite shows when he was growing up, and your hint for today's show is Gertrude Heathcliff. Thank you. y'all, do you recognize that theme music? Well, that was from the Red Skelton Show, and it was a staple of American television for almost two decades, from the early 1950s to the early 1970s, and it was mainly on CBS, mainly for 15 years, but it began and ended on NBC. Now, during the 1960s, which is the period that people mainly remember the show from, the show would start off with an opening monologue where Red Skelton would come out and he would lapse into some of these crazy characters that he would do. One of the two recurring bits that he did during the opening monologue was George Appleby, a perennially henpecked husband into whom Red transformed by donning heavy black-rimmed spectacles and a misshapen derby hat. And the other, which was your clue today, Gertrude and Heathcliff, the two seagulls, which he performed by crossing his eyes and sticking his thumbs under his armpits for wings. After the opening monologue, there was usually a guest star performance, and this was an hour-long show, and the guest performer was oftentimes a singer, and they usually sang with the orchestra, which was led by David Rose, who was also the composer of the familiar opening theme that you just heard, which is known as Holiday for Strings. And then there were some comedy sketches, and this is where Red Skelton was at his best. They often revolved around Red's characters, and some of those included Deadeye, an incredibly inept sheriff in the Old West, San Fernando Red, a shady real estate agent, Cauliflower McPug, a punch-drunk boxer, Clem Cadiddlehopper, who was a hick who was identified in at least one sketch as being from Cornpone County, Tennessee, and Freddie the Freeloader. Freddie was a bum with a heart of gold who was played by Skelton. And it was reminiscent of kind of an Emmett Kelly character. Now, there was also a silent spot with Freddie the Freeloader, and Red Skelton would pantomime during the silent spot with Freddie the Freeloader. Now, after the silent spot, the show usually closed. No, it didn't usually close. It always closed with Red Skelton looking into the eye of the camera and saying very sincerely, "Good night and may God bless." And he would give a little wave with four fingers on one of his hands. So, anyway, that was, oh dear Lord, that was Red Skelton. So, great show. I think you can buy the DVDs of his show out there, maybe at the Sam's Club or the Costco, where, you know, Miss Kathy suggested Big Fatty go and buy some tape. Y'all, I want to send out a very happy birthday greeting to Brian from Boston, who is a resident historian of the BFO. His birthday is today. What a nice way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend. I hope you do something fantabulous. And maybe sometime during the weekend, you'll pick up the phone and give Big Fatty a call to the bag phone and let me know what you've done. And, you know, who knows? I might just promise to do the same thing on Monday. Gertrude and Heathcliff, two seagulls sitting on the post, and ready to one turn to the other and said, you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.